Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Good evening. You are on the air listening to Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan. It is Sunday, and I have missed you. Give much appreciation out there to you for being here. And you know, I never start off without giving the appreciation to the person who woke me up so that I'm waking you up, and together we're going to wake everyone up out there. We have a great show going. I have a great person coming in, my co-host, Miss Nene. You'll get an opportunity to check her out. I have songs that I have a specialty. We have requests that have come in, a few songs that we're going to play, a few questions that we're going to ask Miss Nene, and then we're going to let her take it over. But, you know, we have to take care of the young adults out there. That is our job. We are the storytellers. And if we don't tell the story, they'll never get the information that has to be out there. So I work with the little ones. I've always worked with the little ones. And from day one, I remind them of this. Listen to this song. You're waking up with Linda Mac Chan.
You can't you feel the sign, and you know.
You see, we have to tell our children at a very, very young age how special they are. And once that's embedded in them, they make the impossible possible. I have a young lady here with me that makes the impossible possible. Nene, good evening. How are you? Hello, Nene. Are you there?
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening, Nene. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm great. Everybody out there, I'd like to share with you Steps to Success and Waking Up with Linda McShann. Would like to welcome little Nene, a co-host that's working and with me here, and her segment is Teens Are Talking. This young lady I met about 4 years ago. I attended an event, Omni Youth and Music Award. And when I was sitting out in the audience, looking on stage and seeing all of this greatness, phenomenal children, the best entertainment, I saw little Nene. And at that time, probably about 8 years old, and she had that mic, and she was walking and talking, and I'm looking and saying, what? How old is she? So after that event, after seeing what I saw the beauty, I saw all of the entertainment, but what I felt most of all was the director's heart, which was Miss Marlene Dove. And I spoke with her briefly and got a chance to meet her, and later on contacted her, and I expressed that to her. I said, that was a great show. Children are beautiful. I said, but you know, it goes deeper than that. I saw your heart up there, and I'm a heart-moving person. So what can we do? So after getting all this together and sending her all my information, Ms. Dove brought me on with Omni as her red carpet director, and that has given me an opportunity to be around you, your mom, and watch your growth. And just here you are. Nene, we welcome you. We want to let you know how much we appreciate you bringing all your talents. You have done a lot of things. I have a caller that asked some questions, and I hope you don't mind answering them. His name is Robbie, and he wanted to know four things. He wanted to know, where do you go to school? And when did you start performing? How do you balance your school and homework and all of that with all the events that you do? He read up on you. And also, what is your favorite color? So Robbie is listening. Robbie, can you answer those questions for him, Nene?
I'd love to. Okay, let's go one question at a time.
Okay.
Okay. So, first of all, I am with the homeschool program called CAVA, or K-12. I
okay.
have been with CAVA for about the past 6 years. And question number two, I have been a performer since I was 4 years old. And ever since I was four, I wrote and helped co-write my songs with my mom. And I have made up my routines for when I perform, and it's just, I've always known that being an entertainer and being a performer and making other people happy was what I wanted to do. So I got started when I was 4 years old. Next, question number three, I balance school with entertainment and work. It's very easy for me to balance because, like I said, I am homeschooled, so that gives me much more of a flexible schedule rather than being in a public school. So that's how I balance being an entertainer and in school, because education is key. Without education, you can't do anything. So, of course, I always put my education first to make sure that I'm learning everything I need to learn and make sure I stay on top of my grades, because that's very, very important. And last but not least, my favorite color is blue. Absolutely any shade of blue is my favorite.
Okay, well, I know that's making Robbie real happy out there. And I have a gentleman that was on one of the campuses, And I told him that you were going to be on. He wanted to come on and share just briefly what his, like, travels have been, you know, ups and downs, coming out of high school, deciding to go back to college, and his determination. So I think we have him on the line here. Hold, I'm going to see if he's on. Let's check and see. Hello, Stephen. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda McShann. Is this Stephen? Hello, Stephen. Well, Nene, I don't think that's him, so we're going to cut back out of here and go back in. That's not Stephen. That's someone that's calling, and they're not quite ready to talk right now. So I had a request to come in from Renee, and Renee, everybody's just waiting, and I'm trying to get all this information out because once you get started, you're started. There's an event, something that's coming up next week. Can you share a little bit about that? That's from your movie, Clarissa's Gift. Do you mind sharing with us? Because once you get rolling, you're going to be busy, and they want to know about you. So share that with us. What's coming up for you?
I'd love to. So this upcoming Friday, which is the 25th of July, mm-hmm. I did a film called Clarissa's Gift. It was for the 168 Project, which is the name of the film festival. And again, the name of our film was called Clarissa's Gift, and I play Clarissa. Our director was the wonderful Mr. Oba Babatunde, and our producer was the just fabulous Melina Gay. She is an actress. She has been on many, many soap operas, and she is also the producer on the film, and me and my mom were executive producers on the film. And again, Clarissa's Gift is a film festival for the 168 Project, and it is about bullying. And so it shows both sides of bullying, from the person that's being bullied, which would be myself in the film, and the side of the person that is doing the bullying. So it shows how it affects their lives and why is this person choosing to bully someone and how it makes them feel or what is it like in their household. And so we are having a special preview of the trailer for Clarissa's Gift. Again, it is July 25th, this upcoming Friday. It will be at the H Studio on Olympic Boulevard. It will be from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. And if you are interested in coming to the event, you can RSVP. And here is the email to RSVP. The email is gcpv@eittnow.com. Again, the email is gcpv@eittnow.com, or you can log on to the website www.ccscla.org. Again, ccscla.org. And I would love, love, love to see all of you there.
Great. Now, is this is going to be a great affair. The H Studio is a wonderful location. I'm pretty familiar with that area there, so the parking there works a little bit differently as far as coming in. Well, Nene, thank you for that. I'm going to check. I think this is Stevie Kummel calling in. Let's see if we can get him, okay? Briefly, he's going to share with us. Let's see if he's on. Let's try one more time. Hello, Stephen. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda McShann. Are you there?
Hi, I'm right here. How are you doing?
Hi, Stephen. How are you? You're on the air. You're with myself and my co-host, Nene Kirby. And she
Hello. Is
sharing everything. Hi. Nene, this is Stephen. Stephen, I'm so glad that you called in. I wanted you to share with the listening audience what you shared with me, sort of like as brief as you possibly can. Stephen is attending Los Angeles City College. He is a honor student. And Stephen, tell the story of from high school to now, just quickly, so that they can get an idea of your determination and how things go, the ups and downs, but determination is the key. Would you share that with us, please?
Yeah, okay. Well, when I was in high school, throughout my first 3 years of high school, I was straight A student, getting some of the best grades. Then senior year came, and everyone always talks about getting senioritis and slacking off, and that's exactly what I ended up doing. And so I went from being an honor student in high school to not even graduating at all, just because of I don't know if it was trying to hang out with friends and not really focusing on school anymore. And so since I didn't end up graduating, I didn't attend a 4-year university as planned. And then once that happened, I just didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. I was like, am I going to go to school? Should I start work? And then I took about 2 years off out of high school to try to figure out what I really wanted to do. And then once I figured out what my goal in life was, I decided to go back to college, start fresh, and then just get everything on track so that I can start a career and help out others that were in my situation so that they don't have to go through what I went through.
And that's the key. That's what caught my eye when I asked you, well, what have you decided to do? And your statement to me was, I want to go back and continue to complete so that I'll be able to reach back and help others that I'll be able to recognize that's going through the same thing. And that's the beauty. That's what life is all about. That's what we're here about. That's what we do. With Steps to Success is the organization that does all the events, red carpet for all the youth functions, but the motto for Steps to Success is success starts from 1 to 2. And when I heard you say that, that's when I asked if you would come on and share with the listening audience and let them know that, I mean, things happen. We do that. But you're a very fortunate young man because you only stayed away for 2 years. And now that you're back, and of course, that those grades are top-notch from what I was seeing and what I'm hearing, I just want to say congratulations to you for moving forward and my heart to you for wanting to reach back, recognize, and work with other young adults that perhaps may be going through the same thing or just don't know which way they want to go. And in the beginning, it's a bit confusing. It's a bit it takes you a while, and you might change your mind 4 or 5 times. Before you make that final decision. And then once that decision is made, something can happen in your life that will make you change again, starting off in several directions. I'm a late coming back, returning with myself. I've come in with several majors. I came back in art, switched to psychology, and now I'm sociology, because it's definitely about the people and the society. So again, Stephen, could you pronounce your last name for us so we'll know that we're speaking with Stephen Alcantar? How do you pronounce that?
Alcantara.
Stephen, waking up with Linda Maxian, Nay, do you have anything to say to Stephen from his determination and his forward movement? Can you join in with us here?
Yes, I have a quick few things to say. I would like to, first of all, congratulate you for making such an amazing comeback. Your story is very, very inspiring. So thank you so much for sharing your story and letting other people like yourself that are sort of going through what you're going through to tell them that it's okay. You can always come back and get on the right track. And timing is everything. And like you said, sometimes you just need some time to just sit down and think about what exactly do you want to do. And like you said yourself, you thought about it and you realized what you want to do and what your goals are that you want to achieve, and you have achieved them. So you are truly, truly inspiring to everyone. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story.
No, thank you guys for, giving me this opportunity. It's different from what I've done before, so, I really appreciate everything.
Well, we appreciate you, and they may thank you for pushing that out there to him. And Stephen, you can come on if there's subjects or topics or things that you would like to get out or you would like to share. Waking Up with Linda Mac Shan, Teens Are Talking, we're open. Usually Sunday is our family conversation and community events and things of that nature. But you have a way to contact me, and if there's something that you'd like to get out, just let me know. You're open. It's always open to you. And if you have others out there that perhaps maybe, because you're going to find a few that you're going to have to reach out for sooner than you think. And when you do, if they're willing to come on and work with you and let us know the processes that you guys are going through to get from point A to B, they're welcomed also. And I want to just take this time out to tell you, Stephen, thank you again, as Nene and myself. Congratulations to you. Keep moving. You want to continue to complete. And if you'd like, I'm going to play a song now. And if you'd like to just stay on with us, you can. And again, we thank you. And please, please enjoy your evening. And please, please enjoy the show. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're quite welcome. Nene, Stephen's going to stay on with us. I'm going to play a song for a minute. And Ben, we're going into with you, okay? So let's hear this song.
Sounds great.
All right, get ready. Get ready out there. You guys are going to be in for a treat. listening to Waking Up with Linda McChan. And now, here we go for Teens Are Talking.
Welcome to Teens Are Talking. I'm your host, Little Nene, here to tell you everything that teens are talking about. From fashion, to music, to movies, and more. Whatever teens are talking about, that's what we are talking about. Teens are talking, teens are talking, teens are talking, and they got something to say. Teens are talking, teens are talking, teens are talking, and they got something to say. Teens are talking, and they got something to say. They bring it to Little Nene right away. I bring it to you so it can be heard worldwide on the Teens Are Talking show. Teens are talking, teens are talking, teens are talking, and they got something to say. Teens are talking, teens are talking, teens are talking, and they got something to say. Teens are talking, teens are talking, teens are talking, and they got something to say. Teens are talking, teens are talking, teens are talking, and they got something to say.
Well, hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to Waking Up with Linda McShan. And I'm Nene Kirby. And we are doing Teens Are Talking. So let's get ready to go. Ms. Linda, are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm with you.
Okay. Well, let me tell you a little bit more about myself. First of all, of course, as you know, I'm Nene Kirby. Some of you might know me as Little Nene. I am a rapper, actor, singer, dancer, and songwriter. I have been featured in many music videos, such as Michael Jackson featuring Akon. I've also been in Iggy Azalea, T.I., and many, many more amazing artists. I was also in Pharrell's Happy music video. The 24-hour version, because of course there is two versions. And I have also been in films such as Wishes, Who's Watching the Kids, Annie Claus is Coming to Town, and of course Clarissa's Gift. I am also the 2013 Little Miss African American Scholarship Pageant Queen. And of course, it is a scholarship pageant, not a beauty pageant. So the girls and the contestants learn about their African-American heritage and many, many great African-American leaders such as Nelson Mandela, First Lady Michelle Obama, Langston Hughes, and many, many more great things. So let's get ready. The teams are talking. We have many, many great guests coming on today. We have a friend of mine. Her name is Miss Paris Bravo, and she is going to be on the air soon. I can't wait for you to meet Miss Paris. I love Paris so much. She's my best friend. We also have a fellow radio personality. His name is Omar. He also hosts a radio show, and he is an actor and comedian and music producer, and he'll tell you more about that. So, Miss Linda, do you have anything that you'd like to talk about?
No, I'm on the line with you. You're doing marvelous. I'm just over here just doing everything, just sitting here, because that's all I have to do with you, May-May. You know, some people have to be trained, have to be groomed, but that's not your case. And I'm just sitting here, and I'm loving it. And how are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. So let's talk about what teens are talking about. So teens are talking about movies, and teens are talking about the new Dawn of the Planet of the Apes movie. I seen it, and I enjoyed the movie a lot. This is actually the second installment for Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. Ms. Linda, have you seen the movie?
Not yet, but I intend to look at that. I haven't seen it yet.
Yes, it was amazing. And also Transformers Age of Extinction, I also saw that, and it was amazing. All the special effects used, it was just great. People are also talking about Tammy. Tammy is a comedy film, And it did really, really great at the box office. Teams everywhere are talking about it. And I haven't seen it yet, but I'm going to check it out very soon. Teams are also talking about music. So teams are talking about the Billboard Hot 100. So I'm going to name the top three off the Billboard Hot 100 list. First, we have Rude by Magic. That's also a song of mine that's on my iPod. I listen to it every day. Teens are also talking about Fancy by Iggy Azalea featuring Charlie XCX. I was actually in Iggy Azalea's music video featuring T.I. called Murder Business. I had a phenomenal time working with Iggy. I played T.I.'s daughter in the music video, so that was amazing. And teens are also talking about Problem by Ariana Grande featuring, again, Iggy Azalea. And for those of you who don't know who Iggy Azalea is, she is a rapper. She's from Australia. And she, as you can see, is taking the music industry by storm. And you can see Iggy is going to be hot for a while. And I had the honor to work with her, and I'm so glad I did. And teens are also talking about summer, right? Of course it is summertime, and teens have been asking me a lot, what have I done for summer? And to tell you the truth, summer has been amazing. I've had some time to hang out with my friends. We have been to this place called Mulligan's, and they have arcade games, go-karts, mini-golf, laser tag. We all know teens love laser tag. And that was amazing. I am also going to be going to the Pompeii exhibit soon. I'm very, very excited about that. And, of course, teens are talking about this show. And I want to say thank you to everyone who has been congratulating me on my Facebook, Twitter, and everything. Thank you so much for all your love and support. And thank you, Miss Linda, for having me. I'm so glad that I can take Teens Are Talking to the next level.
Well, you know, Nene, and not to interrupt you because I know you have more out there, you know, that's what it's all about. As I state, and I always give appreciation to the person that woke me up, now that I'm waking up everyone and we're waking up the world together, that's what it's all about. When you're a young adult, you're capable and you're confident, you have creative skills, and older adults, they should never, ever, ever block that in a child. So I've experienced that basically in my early life, and I took a vow when I made the commitment to work with you that if I see it, to recognize it, to open up, and to just be there, not to do it for you, but just to keep you in the right direction. And with you, you're so amazing. To me, it's like I'm just here because the confidence, the abilities that you have, you're very, very capable, and you're a very, very good role model out for the young adults. And we do have to be the person that we want to see. We have to exuberate that out there, and that is what you do. So it's right back at you with what you're talking about. I'm listening. I'm speechless, really, over here, and my heart is just pounding because I am so ecstatic that you are here with us, and there's going to be many, many things out there that can be done. My thing is just, you know, working with your manager, which is your mom, because I understand your schedule to go. You were mentioning about the movie about laser tag. Now, that's something I don't know. Can you elaborate a little bit on laser tag while we're waiting on Paris to call in?
Well, I love laser tag. Laser tag is amazing. It's one of my favorite games to play with my friends. But we have a surprise for the listeners. As you know, I am a songwriter and performer. And today we are going to be playing one of my original songs that I wrote.
Okay. And did you want me to put that on now?
Yes, please. This song is called Rising Star.
All right, here we go, Lil Nene. And
it's a tribute to Earth, Wind, and Fire. And yes.
Okay, here we go.
for promotional use only. Welcome to the Rising Star Music Awards. Let's thank the founder, Sheila Ferguson.
Mayday, that's an awesome song. Talk to us
about that. And I will tell you a little bit about it. And you hear it says Miss Sheila Ferguson. And Miss Sheila Ferguson is the founder of the Rising Star Music Awards. It's where we feature independent artists. And so she likes to use the song as an intro for the awards. So that's why you heard her name. And next we're going to play another song for you.
Now you wrote both of these songs. I'm getting ready to play it right now. Here we go.
Yes. It's called Gotta Get
First of all, I want to thank you, Soulja Boy, Michael Jackson, Akon, CeeLo, T.I., Iggy Azalea, Snoop and Eddie, just to name a few. I thank y'all. But I gotta get mine, gotta get mine. Yeah, I gotta get mine. I auditioned many places. Very young, I always knew that one day I would make it. Kids would play, but my fun came from dedication to my goals and my dreams, the things to get me where I wanted to be. I gotta get mine, yours is yours, that's fine. When I get mine, I'll thank the Lord for getting mine. You got yours and I'll get mine, and then you'll see little Nene on my clothesline. Look me up, see all the videos I've been in, over 100 million views, I helped you, come on, help me begin. And now I wanna get my own stash of cash to last while I live and after I pass. Soulja Boy blowing me kisses, Michael Jackson hold my hand, duet with Akon. Forget you, CeeLo, Murder Business, T.I., Iggy Azalea, Snoop and Eddie, red light, my time to get
gotta
it right.
Get my, gotta get
kids, so I like it, so much so I did a video about it, acting, school, tap dancing, yes I did this, I have a dream one day I will live it, why in the world would I want to
obtain this? You really want to know or do you want to hate on it? You better understand business to get rich, otherwise check me out. Hey, I'm loving it. Every day I pray and work hard, nonstop. Blood, sweat, and tears till my body wants to drop. If I want to get over the hill, can't worry about the way I feel or miss a meal or cut, scratch your lack of will. You never understand where I'm coming from, see? Can't stop the waste until the finish line's behind me. Train hard, play hard, stay up nice to get it right. Give it all I got to be on top.
Now, you wrote those lyrics and everything, and you know what? God, you're awesome. Oh, we have to talk more about that, but we have a call on the line. Let's go in and see who we have here.
Yes, we have a caller.
You're calling into Waking Up, Teens Are Talking. Who's on the line?
Hi, my name is Paris Bravo. My age is 9.
Hi, Paris. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm so glad that you were able to call in and tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
Okay. But first, I would like to congratulate you, Nene, for being a co-star on Teens Talk Radio broadcast tonight.
Aw, thank you, Paris. But go ahead and tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Okay. I live in North Hollywood. I train in XMA World Headquarters.
You act, right? You're an actress?
Yes, ma'am.
And tell people what XMA is for those who don't know.
XMA is extreme martial arts, fighting mixed martial arts with gymnastics mixed together, traditional taekwondo, stunt classes, acro, all weapons like sword, commas, bow staff, and nunchucks, and a bit of acting.
That's amazing, Paris. And I know that something exciting happened to you a couple of weeks ago while you're at XMA.
I received my black belt last month.
Yes, congratulations on receiving your black belt.
I've been training since I've been 5, and I started in Orlando, Florida.
Really?
Yes.
So a shout-out to Orlando, Florida.
Do you know why I started XMA?
Why did you start?
Because there is Mr. Chat, who was the original Blue Power Ranger. There was the original Power Rangers and Jordan Smith, Jackie Chan, Leo Howard from Kickin' It, Usher, Keegan Orice, multiple world champions like Jake Short from Ant Farm on Disney. And
that's
why I like to go to XMA.
That's great. And tell the people a little bit about your acting. How long have you been an actress?
I've been an actress for 1 year, and I have completed 38 projects.
Wow, that's great. And I know that you were just featured in a music video. How was that?
That was with Anthony Evans and Red Rock.
Yes, and I know another music video you were in, you used some stunt skills. You had to look like you were falling down. And how did being at XMA help you do that?
Because they have stunt training there, and I do lots of rolls onto my shoulders. So that helped me do that.
That's great. And did you have fun making the project?
Yes, I did. And I met a new friend. That's why I like acting. I love to work and change my face. And what I like most about acting is because it's mostly I'm playing me.
That's great. I want to thank you so much, Paris, for coming on. You have been such an amazing guest, and it was great talking to you. And thank you so much for sharing everything about the listeners, like XMA, your acting, and I will surely, surely have you on the show again.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me tonight. It's such an honor.
Thank you so much. Well, I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Wow. Again, wow. That was Miss Paris Bravo. As you heard, she's a black belt.
I was listening, and she does all of this. This XMA is a combination of everything. She is awesome and phenomenal. Well, we must work with her so that we can keep her close to us. You know, every now and then we need some protection on here.
Exactly.
I see a caller. We need protection. I think there's someone on the line for you. Do you see that? Let's see who's there, Nene. Let's see if anyone picks up. So let's go
in. Let's take a look.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Welcome to Waking Up with Linda Miss Chan and Team The Talking. Who is calling?
This is Cody Fields.
Hey, Cody. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you, Nene?
I'm doing wonderful. And to tell the people, Cody also trains at XMA alongside with Paris.
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. And what would you like to say?
Well, for one, I'd like to say congratulations on this show.
Oh, thank you.
And also, I'd like to say that XMA is a really wonderful experience. It's so fun. Everybody is so nice and hardworking there.
Oh, that's awesome. And thank you so much for calling in, Cody. I'd love to have you on the show in the future so you can talk about XMA a little bit more.
All right. That sounds good.
Thanks for calling, Cody. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Someone else is on the line. Let's go.
Ooh,
hi,
more callers.
Humphrey.
Hi, Miss Cookie. How are you?
I am doing good. I am calling to congratulate you on behalf of Future Talent and Entertainment. We are so proud of you, and we just want to say thank you for your contribution and all you do to help the community and anyone else that you can help.
Oh, thank you so much. And for the people listening, you are talking to Miss Cassandra Cookie Humphrey. She is my East Coast publicist. Ooh, East Coast.
And we are sending some East Coast love your way.
Thank you so much for calling.
Well,
and of course you will be on the show in the future, so you can talk a little bit more about your promoting.
Okay, well, it sounds good. Thank you for having me tonight. And again, congratulations. We love you on this side.
Thank you so much. I love you too, Cookie.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow, the calls are just coming in, aren't they?
I'm loving it, and that's what it's all about. You got it coming from the north, south, east, and west. Well, that's what's happening when you wake up the world out there. See the beauty and the love and what you draw to you. I was interested in the XMA because the gentleman that just called that came in with Hot Paris. Do you also attend those classes, May? I know you're skilled in many, many things. Do you participate in martial arts or any form of that? I know you're excellent, excellent. A dancer, I know about the tap, but are you attending some of those classes?
Well, actually, I had the privilege of going to XMA with Paris for a buddy night, and I had an amazing time, and I'd love to take classes there. I've seen what they can do, and they are amazing. And like you mentioned, I take a college-level tap class. My instructor is the wonderful Chester Whitmore. He has worked with many, many legends. And right now I am putting in Paris is putting in anywhere from 30 to 40 hours a week in XMA. And so she is very serious about her training. And that's one thing. When you have a craft and you're focusing on it, you put all your love and all your effort into it to make sure that whenever you're doing it, that you are the best and that you are, you know, always presenting the best.
I like that. Well, you know, it pays off for you because you're like top notch all the time. People say I can only go 100%, and when I see you in action, nay, it's 150. And once I had a gentleman say, well, how do I know about getting 100%, but how do you get 150%? I say you do 100, and then you go back and get 50 more. So you're in that category because you have that type of your presence and your focus and your perfectionism is out there. And as I'm listening to Cody speak about, you know, the classes there at XMA and also Paris, it sounds like it's really what's happening, because in martial arts and anything in any endeavor, but especially martial arts, not only are you present and focused, I don't have a black belt yet. Maybe I'll go back and get one. But you must be focused, and that brain has to really be balanced, because really persons that are skilled in martial arts, and I was looking at a few videos that were sent, and it's a true thing, you have to remain cool basically at all times, and you have to really think, because your hands are weapons, and the skills that you have are weapons on that. So that's a good skill for anyone to learn, and her having a black belt. Now, how old is Paris? I know you're 12, so how old is Paris? Do you know?
Paris is 9 years old, going on 19.
Okay.
She is very wise beyond her years, and like you said, it takes a lot of discipline to do what she does, so I give Paris all the praise in the world, including Cody.
Well, it takes a lot of discipline to do anything, and with you studying under Chester, I know Chester Whitmore, and he is definitely a legend, and once you move with him and for him to work with you on that, and just as martial arts, dance, too, requires that, because I attempted tap, but my feet would not go with the beat, or I just cannot figure out how it's done. It forms with total relaxation, but when I see you in action, so when you're tapping, where do you go with that? Kind of like guide us through some tap here. Is it a relaxed body, or is it a – tell me about it, because I just could not get those feet going.
Well, to tell you the truth, I just absolutely love tap. And when I tap, it takes me to a different place, because, of course, I am – an artist. I make songs and I write songs along with music, but tap is making music with your feet, and it's not just your feet, it's your hands, it's your arms. You're putting on a show for everyone. You always have to have a smile on your face, and when I tap, I'm just happy because I'm knowing that the people that are watching me, they're enjoying themselves. So that's why tap is very important to me, so that I put on a good show. And it is a lot of work, like you mentioned. It also takes lots of discipline. Of course, learning all the routines and making sure I have everything down. I practice every day, even when we, you know, are in our semester of TAP, I always practice to make sure that I stay up on my craft.
I understand. So when you say you practice, I mean, there is, how many hours a day? Do you set a time or a certain time a day to work everything in, and that's your daily routine? How many do you go? How many hours?
Well, during class, the class is total of 3.5 hours, maybe sometimes 4 if I want to stay. You know, if I'm not comfortable with something, Chester will help me and work on it with me. But when I'm just practicing on my own, most of the time I practice about 2 hours, because you always hear the saying, practice makes perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect.
Say that one more time, please.
Perfect practice makes perfect.
I like that. I like that, because you can, and it makes a lot of sense, because you can be practicing and really not doing it right, right?
Exactly. So has, and if you use that, you have to pay me. I'm just kidding.
Okay, we'll talk about that. I got a few. I owe you quite a bit here, because, you know, I'm learning a lot from you, and that's what it's all about. It's about the teens are talking out there, and I'm saying, wow, we talk about middle school, we talk about the college students, but we need to know about the teens. And here you come, because it starts back. Maybe, you know, we can go back and find maybe a 4-year-old, and if we can get a baby that can babble, maybe we can get some information from them too. You know, Miss Linda works with from 0 on up, and it starts in the mother's womb. And you are actual proof, Nene, of what happens when that time is spent there, when that love is given, when that concentration and that opening and recognition, and that's the general idea of waking up with Linda McShann, is so that we can become aware, to look out, to watch for these things, and to nurture. It's about nurturing with you. You know, I don't use the word training, I don't use the word coaching, I don't have to with you. That's already done. Why we are together is because your heart and my heart, and what we can move and attract out there. And you and Paris and Cody, you know, especially with Paris speaking how honored she is, you have no idea. I will go out to XMA and check and look at a class and see how it works, because from what I'm hearing and all of the things that's done out there, that's the one. Of course, I've seen you not in your perfect practice, but I've seen you in motion as far as your TAP and with Chester. And I don't know who's – is he instructing you or you instructing him? You guys are a phenomenal team. So, yeah.
Thank you.
I want – and I will let him know that the next time I'm in his company, to let him know what I see. So, Nene, you know, your mom is instrumental. Mom is mom. But I watch you guys interact with each other. And what I see, and tell me if I'm wrong, and what I see is like love, patience, and total respect going both ways. And it's not a dictatorship. It's not a forcefulness. It is just like a relaxed love type of dialogue that you carry with great understanding. Am I seeing this correctly here?
Yes. And again, we are Waking Up with Linda McShann, and teams are talking, for those who are just tuning in. And yes, like you mentioned, me and my mom, we are, as some people like to call us, the dynamic duo.
Okay.
She's my left and I'm her right. Because, of course, since I am a minor, I can't go anywhere without her. So she's a pretty needed asset. I always tell people that, because it is true. I mean, without someone there to support you, it's a hard journey. And so I'm glad I have mom there always with me. And she gives me freedom to a certain extent.
Okay, to a certain extent. So she puts that foot down. Well, what I admire about you, and I want to let the listeners know, is that you're 12 years old, you're confident, you're capable, you're brilliant. You make the impossible possible. You set a goal out there, but yet you're still little Nene. You know how some young ladies are out there, they have a lot of things going, or they think they have a lot of things going, and their attitudes and their being, their egos are just like flying all over everywhere. When you run into those type of young ladies, what do you tell them? Because you don't do that. So when I know that you meet them on many occasions with the events and the things that you do. How do you approach them? What do you tell them, or if anything at all? How does that work? Share that with us.
Well, when I meet other kids, and of course, most of the time they are in the industry like me, we share a lot of sort of tips to each other, especially if I meet another child who is just getting into the industry. I always give them little tips and, you know, advice, because coming into the industry, especially, you know, since you are new, it can be a little bit tricky and confusing at times, but it's always great to have a friend or someone that you can talk to, so that if you, you know, need some help on something, like, okay, I'm reading a script, what does this mean? Or I'm going on a callback, what is that? I always, you know, am there to help them. And
okay,
we have a quick little announcement to make. Next week, we will not be on the air, correct?
Okay. Yes. Yes,
so,
we have. Right. Okay.
Yeah. And
we will be returning. Mm-hmm.
Yes. But we will be returning the following Sunday. And I also have another fun announcement.
Okay.
On August 10th, that is the 2014 Little Miss African American Scholarship Pageant, the day of the show. And so
ooh,
I will be reporting live from the pageant. And so I can give you, you know, quick little rundown of what's going on. Our host for the second year in a row is the wonderful Layla Ali.
Okay.
She's just an amazing host. And for those of you who didn't know, this is the 21st Little Miss African American Scholarship Pageant. And I would like to congratulate Miss Lisa Ruffin, the founder of Little Miss African American. She's doing an amazing job.
Oh, Lisa Ruffin?
Yes. And Ms.
Okay.
Do we have anyone on the line?
I'm going in. I see that we have a caller. Let's see if anyone's coming in. Let's check it out, Nene. Just a moment. You're on the air with Teens Are Talking.
Hello.
Who's on the
My
line?
Name is Omar, and I'm calling in to speak with Nene Kirby on the Teens Are Talking show.
You got her.
Hello, Omar.
How are you doing? Congratulations on your new show. I am so proud of you.
Thank you so much for calling in, Omar. I'm so glad that you were able to come on. So, of course, I know what you do, but tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a comedian, actor, music producer, and I'm an ex-street dancer and stuff. Was in a group called Electric Boogaloo, and I'm just so thrilled that I had to help produce music tracks for the one and only Nene Kirby.
Yes, the two tracks that you heard earlier, Rising Star and Gotta Get Mine, were produced by you, Omar. So thank you so much for doing an awesome job on those.
I love working with you. Let me tell you some people out there in Radio Land. This young lady is only 12 years old, but she has the mind of a 30-year-old. And guess what, Nene? I heard through the acting grapevine that you got some kind of, you up for some kind of award for a film you did. They didn't know all the information. Can you give me the information?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much for mentioning that. Of course, as I mentioned earlier, I'm in a film called Clarissa's Gift, and I was nominated for the Best Actress Award in the 168 Film Festival. So I'm very, very humbled and excited about that. Thank you so much for mentioning.
Oh, that's terrific. I'm telling you, you're going places. Believe me. I got to learn how to be an actor like you. Believe me. You are great.
Thank you so much. And also, you have your own radio show that you do. I've been on several times. Thank you so much for having me on it. So tell the listeners a little bit about your show.
My show is called Are You Talented? And it's like a showcase for independent artists, singers, comedians, poets, actors, models. If you got talent, you need to come to my show. And it doesn't cost you any money to get on the show, because I believe when I help people, I get blessed. And it's all about helping people. And Nene has been down to the show. Her mother has co-hosted my show. Her mother, Monique Kirby, has co-hosted my show. And we used to have a ball on the show. But I am so proud of you that you got your own radio show. You're doing big things, young lady.
Thank you. And I would also like to say, as you mentioned, my mom has co-hosted your show, and I have also co-hosted your show a couple of times. And you have inspired me to pursue my own show. So I'd like to thank you for the opportunity.
You are welcome. You're welcome. You are like a little goddess to me. You just want to soak up wisdom. And you're going places. I'm telling you, you are going places.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And so, like I said, you do everything. So what are some projects that you have coming up?
Well, everybody, right now you can catch me in the movie Voodoo Possession, and it stars Danny Trejo. Everybody know him as Machete. I'm in that movie, and then I got another movie coming out that I'm in called Flavors, and that's produced by Crystal Ellis. So that should be coming out soon. Those two movies there, you'll see me in those. You'll see Omar, and my thing is, like, I do comedy like I like to do stuff like Martin Lawrence. Eddie Murphy, I like to do wilding out characters. So that's what I do, and you'll see me doing it in the movie, and you will laugh when you see my character.
Yes, like you mentioned, you are a comedian, and you do characters, and your characters are hilarious, if I will just say. So thank you so much for coming on, Omar. I'm so glad that you're able to tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, and it'll be great to have you on again soon. So,
all right, thank you. And if anybody want to know about me, all you have to do is go on your internet and look up Omar, O-M-A-R, Mosley, M-O-S-L-E-Y, and you'll find out everything about me. And Nene, you are a superstar in the making. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thank you so much, Omar. I'll be talking to you soon.
All right, then. Bye-bye.
Bye. Again, that was Omar Mosley. Thank you so much, Omar, for coming on. And you are listening to Waking Up with Linda McShann and Teens Are Talking. I'm Nene Kirby, and I can just say we had a fabulous, and I will repeat, fabulous show. Do you have anything to add, Miss Linda?
Yes, I do. I'm just like over here with my mouth open, and just everyone is just like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Okay, this is what it's all about. This is what we all should be living for. As I stated again, I have so much appreciation for the person that woke me up. So that now I'm waking up and we're all doing this together, because this is just like a mission. You know, I saw a video and the gentleman said that, you know, your only mission is doing what you have to do during the day and getting home safely at night. And I really, really thought about that. But the important thing is, what do you do during the day? And when I arrive home safely after my day, preparing for the next day, I have a beautiful smile on my face, because I know that I am doing my calling, which is the youth, and which this is what I'm to do. And I have so much appreciation and heartfelt love for someone just recognizing that and reminding me again, you know, because as you go on through life, you have a lot of things to do. That's why it's very important for me to keep the torch lit for you and other youth, because now it's you, and you will do the same for another person, and make sure that when you're pushing that torch along, that that person is what you are to me. They know which end to hold it. That's the important thing. And from this show tonight, your debut, again, we welcome you in. Steps to Success says, from steps and success start from 1 to 2. And we have done actual proof of this. But I would like to, before I end your segment, if your mother is available, Nene, I'd like to, like, speak with her for a minute. I have a few questions for her. Do you think she would be up for this?
Yes, of course. And before I pass the phone over to Mom, I would just like to say thank you so much for having me co-host. And we are going to have so much fun. And for of you who are listening and you want to get in contact with me and tell me what you, the teens, are talking about, and I might mention it on the show. So you can get in contact with me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And Facebook is www.facebook.com/NayneyKirbyOfficial. And my name is spelled NayneyKirby. And I'm also on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, NayneyKirby. And my mom is ready to talk to you, Miss Linda. So here we go. I'm handing the phone over to my mom. Her name is Monique Kirby.
Thank you. And congratulations to you.
Hello, Miss Linda. Monique, how
Hello,
are you?
Hello, Miss Monique. Well, what do you think? Was that awesome or what?
What an amazing show.
I wanted to get you on the line so the listeners could hear from the fire that lights that beautiful log, and it's you. That's you. And I just wanted to ask you a question. You are her mother. You are her manager. You are her promoter. You work from time to time as, you know, film producer. How does that feel to know that you have a gift that is doing this? What does that feel like as a mother? What did you have to just buckle down and if there was any sacrifice, just kind of share with the parents out there what's needed. I'm speechless. Please help us out here.
Okay. Basically, I've been working for the state of California myself for about 15 years. I've always worked in customer service. I've always carried 2 or 3 jobs. I would work by day with customer service. At night, I would work telemarketing, and also I've worked as a stage manager and booking person at a couple of the jazz clubs. So I've always been in touch with the comedy community and entertainment industry. So that's always been something I've always done. So when I had Nene and she showed interest and told me that she wanted to get into the industry, I already had knowledge of what that is like and what a sacrifice it is. And I think she was inspired by Raven Simone and a few other little kids on TV on Disney. And she says, Mom, I can do that, you know, and told me she wanted to do it. And then she had an interest in music. And she just had an interest in a lot of things. So I always thought it would be just one course, one item, one genre. And I tried to work it in my schedule. I tried to. And it just wouldn't work. She started in San Francisco, and I was working the night shift. I would actually move my schedule around to accommodate her. We would go back and forth to San Francisco. And it was just, there wasn't a lot of work there. So her agent suggested we move to L.A. And once we got to L.A., that's when it opened up even more. She was able to have access to so much more and do more. So I actually had to resign from my state job and pack up the house and pack up everything, get a RV and whatever, and we moved to L.A. And as you can see, the rest is history, as they say, because it is a sacrifice. It's a lot. Nene never wanted to do this for the money. It's never been about money. She's never said, Mom, I want to be rich. She's never said that, not one time. Even today, it's not about the money. She's a child that really, truly loves to do whatever it is out there to do. And there's just not enough hours in the day for her. If there could be 28 hours, she would use all of them up.
Wow.
There's a lot. There's a lot of opportunities. She wants to produce now some of her own projects because she wants to bring her group of friends that have come
That's
up
right.
with her in the last 4 or 5 years, and they all want to make movies together. They all want to do TV shows and submit them
okay.
to different outlets. So things are turning around, and kids are, you know, they're starting to create their own, which is
oh, yeah.
wonderful. And they want,
oh, yeah.
It's wonderful. There's more access. There's a lot more access than we had, Linda, if we're looking about 10 or 15 years ago. So there's a lot more
right.
access for the kids now. And it's a beautiful world, and you got to have structure. You got to have somebody. A child needs to find somebody that
mm.
gets excited about what the child wants to do. If it's not your
yeah.
mom or dad, find an uncle
right.
that gets excited. Find a teacher that gets excited.
That's right.
Find a counselor that gets excited.
That's,
somebody has
yeah.
to be more excited about what you want to do than you.
And
then
and
when
not
you find
only,
that person, that's a mentor.
That's right. And we all need mentors
special.
Out
mm-hmm.
there. And
yeah,
what I'm listening at, too, because I've worked with a lot of parents and doing
mm-hmm.
a lot of events. And as I stated to the listening audience that I met Nene through the Omni, with Omni Music Youth, an actor through Marlene
yeah,
Dove.
Yeah, that's a beautiful program.
I've been with Miss Dove, and Nene has been there. But when I go through the door, when the parents are there, if there's rehearsals or mandatory meetings, the first parent that I would always look for would be you. And eventually I would hear that voice and see that smiling face and feel that energy, and I was okay. I didn't have to see anybody else. There's Monique. And we might not have had opportunities to just really sit and talk because, you know, things are going on. But it's just
yeah.
the idea of your energy, your spirit, your love. And that, so, of course, I'm looking at mom, daughter. So when I got this opportunity and I approached Nene, I said, Nene, give me some music. What do you guys listen to? You know, I'm old school. Don't nobody know about B.B. King. And she
right.
was going to get that list together. And then I spoke with you, and then I found out that she had been on several shows. And, you know, well, I already know how she is in action with a mic. I mean, she didn't have a problem with anything. And then we took it further. So, as I stated, my mission is, you know, you light that baton. And you push it there, and it's not like you're training. I'm not coaching. I'm just supporting. And that's the general idea, because we all need the support to have the growth. And as she
exactly.
wants to reach back already and work with her friends, and that's what the intention is and whatever direction. And you said that we didn't have the opportunity. Now, what I did, I used to dance on my mother's dresser and kick over all the perfume bottles and scratch up the top of the dresser. So after them getting me a full-length mirror, so they bought me a mirror to get in front of, you know, because I was on the dresser because I was looking in the mirror. So
oh,
they
right,
took it
of course.
From there and just watched. They never said don't or do, and they just watched. So when you say it's very important to have that push and the sacrifice that you had to make, and the beauty of Nene, It's not about the money with her. That's her love. And because her attitude
right.
is like that and she does not have that greed, everything is going to pop wide open for her. She does not share everything. I know that she goes throughout the community. She feeds
yes,
the homeless and everything.
Yes, we did that yesterday. A lot of stuff she don't even mention. She don't even mention Miss Linda. She doesn't even say anything because it's just part of her life. So sometimes she doesn't think to mention it. It's just part of who she is and what she does. And that's what's the beauty about her heart.
Mm. Mm.
It's just part of her life.
And
over
that's who she is. That's
on Skid Row
yeah.
yesterday. She did over 50. We packaged them. We made peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. We did bologna. She even brought in her producer, Omar, who's basically like a stepdad to her because he's been
right,
around
right.
mentoring her also. And then he has a lot of adults and a lot of older kids that has kind of rallied around her and mentor her, and they're very positive people, and they're more excited about what she want to do sometimes than she is, and that's the type of people you want in your circle. You don't want the kind of people that are always, you know, negative and they don't have any belief and tell you, oh, well, you might be wasting your time, try something else. You want the people in your life that say, you know, go for it. If you don't make it, keep going.
Like the football. You know, we have that football analogy, which my grandmother, who raised me, and she used to say, okay, so you fell down. You got a little mud on your knees, and you stepped in a hole. Okay. And this is the way she used to talk to me. She says, but you know, you're still on the football field, and the goal is still down there. It hasn't left. And guess what? You still have the ball. So get up and get there. And, they don't leave
those
you.
Those things are there. The people that come through it are different. Those things will always be there. The people that come through there are different people. Those items will always be there. You know what
They're
I mean?
Those be there. The negativity, the ups, the downs. Life is like an ocean, in and out, up and down. So get on the board, the ski boat, whatever you need, and just ride the waves. But in order to ride the waves, a young adult, it starts at birth, really, and it can be learned eventually. And eventually, when you keep getting your head put up under the water, or whatever you want to call it, you eventually learn. Most people do. Some never learn. But when it's given at an early age, when that love is there, when that support is there, when that, like you say, positivity is surrounding you, you have no other choice. And it's good to every now and then run into negativity, because they go hand in hand. You don't appreciate positivity unless you know what negativity is. So you have to get all
of
that.
You have to fall. You know, you're not going to always, like Nene said, she's not going to always book every job that she goes out for.
No.
And she says she does the best she can do, because you never know what they're looking for. They may be looking somebody that's 5 feet or 4'11", 5'6".
That's right.
They may be looking for somebody with dark black hair. They might be looking for someone that's got blonde hair. You never know what they want. She said, I do my best when I go in. I know my lines. I give them my best. And if I book it, I book it. If I don't, it just wasn't meant for me, and I need to move on. She said she can't stay stuck wondering why, because you can't. This industry moves too quick for that.
Life moves too quick.
Period.
And with that type of attitude, that's why she opens up. That's why the growth is there, because, like you say, it's always there. It just comes in a different form. And what I find, and what the young adults that I deal with on the campuses and, you know, through conversation and things, because that's what I like to sit and talk, I find that hope is not there. So, therefore, you know, this opportunity came to me to open up for voices for the youth. Everybody else is talking.
And that's wonderful, because that's a beautiful place to be, is working with the youth.
Oh, yeah. And I extend the appreciation. It's with me day and night, you know, very appreciative. We'll never, ever, ever get amnesia regarding that. So my job, I was touched. I reach out, and we go down the line to do it. And that young lady and you are the tree. And apples do not fall too far from the tree.
Oh,
and I want the listeners to know that this is a mother that is there supporting her child, dialoguing, love, respect. If you see them interact, you want to just make a movie. Just to watch them in action. And Nene said most of the time you give her the freedom to a certain extent. So I understood what that meant, okay?
Yeah.
It's like I don't get too loose out there, because Mom does let me know that she is the mother. And and she said it in such a beautiful way, but I got it, okay? I got it. Well, Monique, again, now Friday on the 25th, we are going to recap, and that is at the it's at H Studio at 700 Olympic. That is where the event for the 168 Project for the movie is going to be, is premiere, red carpet. Can you give me a little bit of information on that again, please?
Yes, that's exactly everything that you said. It's going to be a red carpet event, RSVP. I don't know if they're still accepting RSVPs, but I haven't got any notice saying that they wasn't. But mm-hmm. that's exactly the address, and that's the information on that. And it's just a screening, you know, it's a red carpet and screening for the movie Clarissa's Gift. Nanny was nominated Best Actress, but she is playing the role of Clarissa. And also Aloma, she got an award for a supporting actress, and then Mr. Azari got there was another nomination for supporting actor. The cast ensemble is actually phenomenal. Most of the cast members are actually nominees in their own right. They've all been nominated for something in one genre or another, all of them. The director, Oba Babatunde, has been nominated. We got Miss Melina Gay, who's been nominated for a soap opera award. So it's the cast ensemble. She couldn't have been in better company. It's going to be a great event. We're excited. And then also we're excited about the upcoming Omni Awards. Marlene Dove, the founder, we're excited about that event. Little Miss African Americans coming up. There's just so much good things coming up that kids can get involved with. Parents, take your kids around different events so they can get used to being around things. Access is suspects. If you don't take them around things, they don't get access to be involved. There's classes, there's workshops. The industry has its own language. A child needs to learn the language. And it's just, and it's a beautiful world if you got someone, you know, that can, you know, be there for you and make sure that you're safe.
Well, I am ecstatic because I know Nene is handling that interview on that carpet, and you know, I don't have to worry about a thing. And with Miss Dove, the beautiful thing about Miss Dove and everything that she does is how I got involved.
Miss Dove. Mm-hmm.
Yes, she says I do not want any splits, belly buttons, or skin showing on my carpet. And I need, it was funny. She said, I need someone that's going to take care of that. And she didn't have any idea that, you know, I gave her a little bit of my background. I said, that's all we do. We lay red carpets for youth events and backdrops and all of that. But usually there's someone else, you know, it's a different type of situation. She said, these are young adults and no belly button splits or see-throughs. And I said, okay. And that has been, you know, sometimes you have to get a little crazy because you have to say, Mommy, where's that shawl? Because I see bare shoulders and that won't happen here. And a mm-hmm. lot of times, you know, they really don't understand, but that's just the way it goes because that's her requirements. And that's why I love working with an individual like that, because she grooms them, teaches them, she has love for them, and I've seen the growth. And many, many young adults have come through the Omni. And I know time to time they don't mention that, but that's okay. We know where it started. You know where I'm going? They're not like yourself. They're not like Nene. They don't give the where it's supposed to go. You know, those are individuals that get amnesia. So that's why I say we should never, ever. But Nene is going to be on that carpet. She will have her armor behind her. Because when we move out with all young adults. And when you said exposure, Monique, that is so true, because I like to take a four-year-old, or they can be three as long as they can walk and hold on to my dress tail, and I have mm-hmm. them right there with me, because that's
right.
A learning stage. They're getting an opportunity to see, get the language, to have the access to what's going on. You know, everybody, I want to do this, and I want to be a star, and I want to go to Hollywood. Well, okay, let's get out here and see how it operates, okay?
Of course, and that's what
your,
I was saying about, yeah.
Yeah, get out
exactly.
and do what you
get out.
Get what you have to do, and it amazes people because I move with from 4-year-old about 21. You know, I like to move with the youth, but it's a protocol, and some persons that have worked with us on these events, they never ever had an evening gown on before.
Oh, of course.
And that
that's
the beauty of it when they get an opportunity to go and select their garment and to duty all up, as we say. From Texas, they get dutied all up or cleaned up real good, and it just makes a difference in their lives, and they never, ever, ever forget it. So as Nene does not, it's not about the money with her. That's her heart. That's what she puts out there. That's why her success is like it is, and it's just exploding because of her heart. And once we all realize that everything is not about the pay, you're getting pay either way. Sometimes it's in cash. Sometimes it's in connection. It's not all about the,
just
too greedy in this society. This one won't tell you anything unless, well, how much you're paying. Excuse me? You know, what about the exchange here? What about the family? What about what we're building here? And if you want money and you, if that's what's going to satisfy you, then here it is. You know, now how long are you going to keep that? But whatever you do and whatever you put toward the youth and however you move with your heart, it's going to be with you forever. That's the biggest bank account that one could ever get. The biggest. So with you as a mom, a producer, a manager, and I know they drive you crazy, and you're not saying that, but I know your phone never stops ringing. You won't say it, but I'm going to say it for you. And I have to, yeah, I know how it is, and it's a war out there, because Nene is the perfect example of what it should be like, and she's 12 years old. And you go, you look, and you as a parent having to carry the Mina, worry about the different personalities, the different temperaments, and she's watching you do that. She's learning a lot, but I must say, if you ever need any aspirin, call me. I'll send some over to you, because I know that it can get a bit hairy and carry sometimes, because people do not understand that she cannot be everywhere. And she just cannot be everywhere, and I am so ecstatic that we talked and she's doing this. Oh, this is just the beginning. I don't, you know, I asked her to get her crews together. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I just light the log. Yeah, I just light the log, and if I have an opportunity and it's working with for me, because hey, that's what it's all about. And as she's in school, she's homeschooled, you know, I'm working on that doctorate to get out there. So my schedule is like in and out, but I love every minute of this journey because it puts me in the middle of all the young adults. It puts me right there with them. And there's an opening here. It's just the beginning of a new day, shall we say new beginnings. And
new
beginnings. Just touch my heart to know that I have a young lady like Nene and a parent like yourself that understands, and everybody's on the same page. And this is nothing but a wonderful, beautiful, some people will say blessings, I will say a gift from the universe, a gift from God, a gift from however way you want to put it, that this connection has been made. And we're getting ready to bring it to them. I told them that they was in for a treat. So that was proof tonight. She blows me away. Yes.
Well, thank
you
so much again for, you know, for having me on board. I enjoyed speaking with you, and I wish you, you know, much success on all the things that you're doing. I know you're in school yourself, and that's a sacrifice in itself, because it takes, you know, time to study. It's a lot. And then you still have your own life, your own things outside of school, and you're running a radio show. And I know it's a lot. And so, you know, everything we do, we have to love it in order to make sure that we're not going crazy.
Yes, you're right about that. Well, you know, when I end up here, I will see you on Friday. I just cannot wait. I will give you a call back. There's some information I'd like to get, because I have something special for Miss Nene, and I need to talk with you about it and see how we're going to do this.
Sounds good.
Surprise for her.
we'll keep, you know, we'll stay tuned, keep some, you know, play some music, and we'll just enjoy, you know, the rest of the weekend.
All right. I'm going to take it out with a theme song, and then we're going to carry it on, and I shall speak with you later, Mommy. Thank you
okay,
so much.
Thank you so much, Miss Linda. You've been a joy.
All righty, and my girl is like, yes, thank you, thank you. I got a big smile. So I'm going to take us out with her theme song because you know I love
okay,
this.
Okay, that sounds
and we're
good.
Ending
okay.
this segment with Nay Nay and Teens Are Talking, and I will talk with you later. Here we go.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Welcome to Teens Are Talking. I'm your host, Little Nay Nay, here to tell you everything that teens are talking about, from fashion to music to movies and more. Whatever teens are talking about, that's what we are talking about. Teens are talking, teens are talking, teens are talking, and they got something to say. Teens are talking, teens are talking, teens are talking, and they got something to say. Teens are talking, and they got something to say. They bring it to Little Nay Nay right away. I bring it to you so it can be heard worldwide on the Teens Are Talking show. Teens are talking, teens are talking, teens are talking, and they got something to say. Teens are talking, teens are talking, teens are talking, and they got something to say. Teens are talking, teens are talking, teens are talking, and they got something to say. Teens are talking, teens are talking, teens are talking, and they got something to say.
Well, listeners out there, you have been listening to Waking Up with Linda McChan, and teens are talking with Little Nay Nay. She is phenomenal. If you missed it, you missed something, but I know that you're going to go back because this show archives out. Nay Nay's debut was today with Teens Are Talking, and she had some wonderful guests to come on. She spoke with us about her upcoming movie, Clarissa's Gift, that she's in. She'll be in her African-American scholarship pageant on August the 10th. I had an opportunity to speak with her mom, which is the tree that the apple has fell from, and it all stems from the parents. So she shared with us the sacrifices and her being and her image and what she does and how she mentors her child. And you can see that it all pays off. I had a student to call in from Los Angeles City College, Stephen, that shared her story about being in high school and being a straight-A student. After around his last senior year, he just lost it to the point where he didn't even graduate. Came out of school, so because he didn't graduate, that he missed the opportunity to go into a four-year university. But he waited 2 years, and he got his mind together and decided what he wanted to do. He came back into school, and he's pretty set. So my question to Stephen was, well, what are you going to do with all of this that you're coming back to now that you're determined to do it? He said, I want to be able to see and help other young adults that are going through the same thing that I experienced. And since I've walked in the shoes, I will be able to spot it and take care of it quickly. That is why Stephen was on the show. Lil Nay Nay with Teens Are Talking. Let us know everything that teens are doing out there. They're really into the movies and the games. And she had a caller that wanted to know what school she went to and how does she balance her schedule with all of her events and what was her favorite color. So her favorite color is blue, and she balances everything because she's homeschooled and she has to work. So she's not in a regular public school where her time is taken up, but she's a very focused young lady, and that's why she hosts her show, Teens Are Talking, here, along with Waking Up with Linda McChan. And Steps to Success is the big daddy that believes in success starts from 1 to 2, so we're actual proof of that. We had Mr. Omar call in. He also has a radio show, Are You Talented? And he deals with actors and dancers and anyone with talent. And he gave us information on that. That was one of Nay Nay's guests. We had New York calling in from her PR people. We had her future just talent agents calling in. Cassandra Cook called in. and this was on Nene's show. So we had a lot of interesting things happening here on this Sunday night. But the most important is she would like for you, I don't know if they can still RSVP because this event is going to be held on the 25th, and in order to contact for the website, it is www.ccscla.org. And that would be for the premiere and the red carpet showing of Clarissa's Gift, in which she has been nominated in for the Best Actress. And it will be held at H Studio, and that is near Los L.A. Live on Olympic. So I'll give you the website again, www.ccscla.org. And September 7th will be the Omni Youth Music and Actors Award. That is something that you want to witness. The talent, the director, you will again see heartfelt love. So that is going to be September 7th. There will be more information out about that. Give you all the particulars later on. We here at Waking Up with Linda McShann believe in waking up your soul, letting you know that we must be alert. We must get that blood moving through our bodies and watch the youth and be their form. And on that note, I'm just going to play a song because there's been a lot going on this evening. So sit back and relax. Young adults, I can't fly. That rainbow is there. You know what our motto is. We spit it out every day. Everything starts with you. You must forge yourself through your own efforts. I urge each and every one of you to create something, start something, and make a success of something. This is the essence of human existence, the challenge of youth. Herein lies a wonderful way of life, always aiming for the future. And that's what we do here at Waking Up with Linda Maxie. And we had a fun show tonight. Nay Nay with Teens Are Talking came on with her debut show. She had congratulations calls coming in. She had information to let us know what the teens are talking about. She had special people call in. There was Omar Mosley that called in, and he is music producer, dancer, comedian. He does all of her music. She played two songs that she had written and did all of the lyrics for. It was like a phenomenal show. That's what it's all about. People out there looking back, reaching, seeing the potentials of the youth and pushing them forward. Light those logs, pass the baton, and make sure that when you're passing the baton, that the person that you're passing it to knows what's in the hole. We're going to keep rolling. We're going to do another song here, and I'm going to see you on Thursday night with more exciting topics and more information. And remember, as Nene's mommy said, youth and children need to have the exposure and the access so that they can know what's going on out there. You're listening to Waking Up with Linda Maxine.